Hello and welcome to the Healing Sanctuary. I am your host, Melissa Field, and today I want to share with you a little trick that I tried for the first time today in order to find instant relief from negative thinking and negative thoughts. When it comes to my negative self-talk, my inner judgment, I find that this is something that is an ongoing work in progress. It's not something where I ever think this is going to be the thing that solves it forever and I will never have a negative thought again. I know that it's something that I need to continue to work at. But even in that knowing, I do still often feel that frustration of, why am I still here? How am I still having these thoughts? Why am I still so critical of myself? Why don't I believe in myself? Why do I always see the worst in myself? Will this ever end? And so if you have been working at this for a while and you feel that frustration, I totally relate, but I do want to share with you that in that knowing that you are always kind of working at it, there is something positive in that. And that is the fact that you are working at it. For me, there was a time when I would do nothing with these negative thoughts. I would just dwell in them, listen to them, believe them, and I would go down and down into this deep, dark depression. I mean, into a truly black space within myself, devoid of all light. And it would take such a long time to get out of it. And so by the time I got out of it, there wasn't really a lot of energy to be moving on forwards from there, trying to reprogram my thoughts so that I could really start to believe in myself. It was like kind of all of my energy was just in always pulling myself out of this depression. And so as I am circling back to a place that I am all too familiar with and feeling that sense of, dang, I'm here again. Like, this doesn't feel like a good place to be in. I know that there is something very positive in it, which is that I am doing this different than I ever have before. I am, for one thing, aware of how I'm feeling. I didn't even know how to be aware of my inner world for a long time, and I didn't know how to do anything with it. Everything in me felt dependent on something outside of me. And so I would try to feel better through external things. And so knowing that the answers are within me and I am the answers I need, that in itself does make me feel better because I am doing better than I ever have. And as I try this new trick that I'm going to share with you in a moment, I love to see it as like something I'm putting into a toolbox. And so even though this is something that I continue to work at and will probably work at for the rest of my life, I see that as a positive because I have these tools that I didn't have before. Before, I was just flailing and could not recover and couldn't stop a single negative thought. I mean, my intrusive thoughts were like a train just barreling. And if that's where you're at, maybe you're at the beginning of this and you have just opened your toolbox for the first time, I want you to know that it can and it will get better and it will pick up speed. It'll pick up momentum. So as I'm in this place of revisiting this, pulling myself up, kind of trying to rebuild my inner sense of self-confidence and self-love, I do have the knowing that I am moving through this faster and easier than I would have a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. And so that's the amazing thing, is that it might not feel like a lot is happening, but over time you do notice that these things get better. So now, all of that being said, let me tell you what the trick was. As I sat with my negative thoughts this morning and I couldn't stop it. And I felt also just exhausted by the fact that I'm always trying to reprogram this, I thought, enough is enough. Let me just try something different. And what I know is the inner world is a reflection of the outer world. We don't separate the two, even though it can feel like it. But what we see outside of ourselves is reflecting what we see within ourselves. And so as I was sitting with these negative thoughts, I thought, how often do I really think incredibly positive, loving things about the people around me? I try to be as open-minded and supportive as possible, but I asked myself, How often do I look at the people around me and think about all of the amazing things that they're doing and just sit with that, sit with my positive thoughts about them? And it was pretty much never. And it kind of made me realize that even though I don't go around tearing people down, I'm also not building them up. I'm also not looking at them and thinking, you're doing great, and you're doing great, and you're doing great. There's just kind of this sense of heaviness, I think, around how I look at myself in the world. And so I thought, well, if I can't shift how I'm feeling about myself, let me put the focus on other people, take it off of myself, stop trying to force something, and let's see what happens. And so I was sitting with my journal, and I just began to think about friends and family and write down, how do I really feel about them? And I just wrote two or three lines for each person, but they were so beautiful and loving and kind and true, and they were things that I never really think about. When I'm talking with my friends and my family, I'm just always kind of in this space of like, life is happening. How's work? How's your day going? So I want to give you an example of what I actually wrote. Let me grab my journal here. So I wrote, Crystal is a wonderful mother. She is a good friend. She is kind and strong and open-minded. She is successful and ambitious. She is a strong, proud, brave woman. Now, these are words that I have never said to Crystal, and that really kind of rocked me, because if I am not saying this, how much of this is in my energy, in my conscious awareness of just being positive and supportive? And again, what we do outside of ourselves is what we do inside of ourselves. And so I was telling myself that I am loving and supportive, but I would say that there was limits to it. And it was something that was hard for me to express and is still hard for me to express. I've written this, but I actually still haven't shared this with any of these people, which I would like to do, because here's what we're doing when we do this. We are retraining that inner voice, because again, and I know I keep repeating this, but what we do outside of ourselves is going to be a reflection of what we are doing inside of ourselves. And you also might think, but I am a loving and supportive person. Why am I not loving and supportive to myself? If that's you, I want you to sit down and do this exercise and notice if what you write is different than what you are actually saying to people. And I mean actually saying, not just thinking it, but what are you actually saying to people? Are you somebody who expresses this kind of love and support and gratitude for other people? And if not, then let's work on retraining what feels comfortable to you. Because the more you feel comfortable being loving and supportive to other people, the more you're going to feel comfortable doing this for your own self. We can often invert how we do things. So I want to retrain that voice, but it's just stuck in a place where these thoughts are not changing, and I'm tired of trying to force it. The more I try to force it, the more resistance I feel, the more frustrated I feel, the more I feel like it's never going to happen. So by putting my focus onto something else, I retrain that voice in a different way, but it's all the same voice. It is all the same voice. And as I did this, it also just kind of made me think about, what are the lingering deep down thoughts I have? And I realized that I hold more judgment and criticism of other people than I like to admit. That thinking, that internalized way of thinking that I was taught of kind of looking for the worst in other people, which led to me looking for the worst in myself all the time, it's still there in a low level way. And so this really helped me to root out, how do I still think? What is my inner voice telling me about myself, the world, the people around me? And so as I wrote this, and here's another one I wrote, Eric is a wonderful, amazing friend. He is a loving father. He is a brave member of the LGBTQ+ community. He has gone on an incredible personal transformation and has shown me change is possible. And as I was writing these things, I really did feel so much relief for several reasons. Number one, it took that focus off of those negative, fearful thoughts about my own self. And sometimes that's just what we need, is something that's going to shift us off of that and get us off of that track. And then it helped me to start just thinking in a more positive, loving way. Thoughts are magnetic. Your focus is a powerful thing, and I talk about this a lot. And the more you focus on something, the more you pull in similar thoughts. So the more I thought about these positive things, here's the last one I did this morning. Casey is an incredible businesswoman. She lives her life free and bold. She doesn't hold herself back because of what other people think. She listens to her heart, and she makes a massive positive difference because of it. And in writing this, it really did shift the momentum of my thoughts. I could feel this new momentum building off of the negativity, off of the criticism, off of the judgment. Because like I said, whatever we do outside of ourselves, we are doing within ourselves. Whatever we are doing within ourselves, we are doing outside of ourselves. And that's a tough thing to think about. That's a hard thing to acknowledge, that if we are being negative to our own self, we are most likely seeing that somewhere outside of us. There is somewhere we are placing that inner judgment. And so the relief I felt wasn't just in no longer feeling these negative thoughts spiraling within me, but I began to look out and honestly feel better about the world I live in. I felt safer. I felt like things were more positive. I felt like it was going to be a great day. There was a lot of shifting that happened, and that really surprised me because I have always approached working on my negative self-talk as something I do on myself. How am I talking to myself? How am I listening to myself? And so to have shifted onto other people and to have felt that that helped me to feel better was really powerful, but it really did reinforce what I've been saying, which is that the inner voice isn't going to separate how you talk to other people and how you talk to yourself. Because honestly, what we are seeing in other people is showing us something that we are seeing in our own self. There is no separation. And as I wrote these things, it showed me not only what do I love about my friends, but it showed me what are the positive qualities that draw me to them that maybe I hold in myself that I don't think about. We are drawn to people because we see something in them that resonates with ourself, or maybe something within me that hasn't come out yet. Like as I was thinking about Casey and how incredible it is that she built this really amazing yoga studio that honestly transformed the community, had such a positive impact. And she's now sold the yoga studio and is moving on to a different business. And it just really inspired me and showed me that that's something in me. I have a much greater capacity to be successful and to believe in myself than I let myself see, but I'm drawn to her because it's showing me something in myself. And so this is just something I would love for you to try. If you feel like you're in a negative spiral and it is not stopping, write down the positive qualities that are in the people around you and really let yourself be free and open with this, and notice if things come through that you don't tell them or that you're not really aware of. I mean, the things that came through for me were really things that I don't allow up into my conscious awareness, but I'm just like, yes, that is true of that person. And it just helped me to see that I'm doing this to my own self. I don't always look at the best and what I love about other people. And I don't do that to myself. I don't look at what I really love about myself and about who I really am. So with this trick, this is what I would consider a tool as part of your toolbox. Reprogramming your negative self-talk and your thoughts, it's kind of a thing that I see as a lot of different approaches are going to be necessary. This isn't going to be the thing that changes your thoughts forever. It's just going to be something that I hope helps you to feel relief and to maybe stop a negative spiral or to slow it down. But reprogramming your mind, rewiring these belief systems that get passed on for generations and that come from so many different places, it's going to take several different approaches. So give yourself that grace. Give yourself that knowing that there is no one thing and that you will also probably be working at this, but that doesn't mean anything is wrong. And in fact, it means you're going in the right direction and that you are honoring and loving yourself. That is what I've had to learn about always circling back to my negative self-talk, is that as I work on this, it's because deep down I do know I'm worthy of feeling good, of feeling positive, of seeing the best in my own self. So I hope that this little trick helps you in your self-love journey. And if you want to really work on rewiring your thoughts, as I was saying, and adding to that toolbox quickly and effectively, I would love for you to join me in the Healing Sanctuary, the membership. This is the public free podcast. The membership tier one is only $5 a month, and there are so many powerful meditations and visualizations that really are going to rewire those thoughts, provide you deeper levels of relief, connect you to your higher self, to higher guidance, help you to know you're not alone in this, but you are loved and supported by the universe and powerful forces that are on your side. And so in the Healing Sanctuary, the membership, you are going to get so many amazing tools to help with that inner self-talk, with relief, with knowing that there is something within you that is so beautiful and so powerful. And then in tier two, you're going to have access to all of these courses that are just going to deepen all of that. And tier two is $15 a month, and you can cancel at any time. I definitely encourage you to use this as much as you need to come and go, to do whatever feels right to you. There's no commitment necessary. You're going to find the link to that in my episode notes, and I am so happy to be back on here sharing and connecting and healing together. I think that's the most powerful thing I get out of this podcast, is I'm never alone in what I'm experiencing. I always know that somebody out there is working on this stuff too, and that I do get this feeling that we're in this together, and I love that. So thank you so much for showing up for me as I prepare to really come back on here and see what happens next. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going to go with this podcast. I only know it's evolving with me and with you as we go on this journey of personal empowerment and expansion together. So don't forget to check out the Healing Sanctuary, the membership. The link is in my episode notes. Thank you so much, and I hope you have an amazing day.